This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal football and playoff baseball Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, you, and the great Brian Anderson, friend of the show, who is in between manager interviews right now, ahead of calling game four of the NLCS tonight for Turner Sports, doing an amazing job with Ron Darling and Jeff Rancor, Lauren Shahadi absolutely killing it. This studio show that Turner Sports is putting on for the, with our friend Adam Lefko, who's going to join us on the show next week, Pedro and Jimmy Rollins and Curtis Granderson. This is top-notch, A-plus production. And the headliner of it, the number one starter, is our guest at this time, joining us from the field in Los Angeles. And we absolutely love that. The great Brian Anderson, BA. Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Femi, how are you?
Nick and Femi, I'm so glad to be with you. I'm down here on the field at Dodger Stadium. Makes me want to just throw a Pro V1 down on the grass and just take a beaver pelt. The perfect conditions here on the field at Dodger Stadium.
Can you set the scene for us? That's really cool. On the field at Dodger Stadium hours before an NLCS game. Like, what's happening?
It's very newsworthy that you would ask that, because we talk about these things all the time, but it's really where you see the secret sauce. So Max Muncy and Mookie Betts are out here, and Chris Woodward, the first base coach who also handles the infielders, and Ron Renicki and Jose Vizcaino, kind of the infield coaches. They're just doing all these small drills, like these, you know, these hand drills, these reaction drills, hand-eye coordination drills. And we think about these guys as superstars, and Mookie Betts made probably the best play, defensive play of this series in the ninth inning yesterday of game three. That jump throw looked like Jeter. Every day we watch the Dodgers do this. The Brewers do the same, but as we speak right now, the Dodgers are on the field doing all their drills and all these little things that would feel very tedious. And if you tried to present that to a, you know, a high school team, and you're asking them to be great at what they do, and you're doing these little tiny drills that are, you know, happening in a foot box, they'd probably get bored and move on. But that's what big leaguers do. They do all the little things necessary and the repetition necessary every day to prepare for those incredible moments that show up on our air.
And there have been a lot of them. NBA, obviously, in this series, the vast majority of them for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So just for context, and this is not like a crazy opinion, right? The Dodgers were favored in betting markets heading into the series. I felt like the Dodgers were going to win the series. I don't know if I thought it was going to play out like this, where the Dodgers could potentially sweep tonight. So I guess I don't want to ask you, like, are you surprised the Dodgers are up? Because, like, they were favored, obviously, coming into the series. Are you surprised that they're up 3-0 with a chance to sweep tonight in Los Angeles with Shohei Ohtani on the mound?
Yes, for sure. And more specifically, I'm really surprised the Brewers are completely out of character offensively. And that credit goes to the Dodgers. I think some blame goes to the Brewers as well. But I've followed the Brewers and watched this team all year. As you know, I do Brewers television during the regular season as well. So I have not seen this version of the Brewers team at all. And a lot of that has to do with approach at the plate. They've scored 3 runs in 3 games. I mean, they've scored 1 run in each of the first 3 games. The Dodgers offensively aren't doing much. I mean, we were just having this conversation about who do we think is the MVP of the series. And obviously there are more games to play out. We're only 3 games in, but it's hard to land on one right now because, you know, they've gotten unbelievable pitching. They really haven't had any major offensive breakthroughs. It's been a lot of guys for the Dodgers that have delivered in some of these little small pockets. But they haven't hit that much. And the Brewers' approach offensively is probably worth some scrutiny at this point. They look totally out of character from what I saw all year. So that's really the biggest surprise for me.
When Terang doesn't stick his leg out in the bottom of the 9th of Game 1, it's tough to boil things down to one play. I come on the air the next day. This is my job to do this, right? And I'm like, hey, like, the Brewers season ends when Terang doesn't get hit by that pitch and he strikes out on the next pitch. Is that like a crazy thing to say? Like, if he gets hit by that pitch, like, the game is tied. Maybe the Brewers win that game. I thought in the moment, like, it's done. Am I placing too much emphasis on one play, BA?
That's very poetic for sure and thematic, but it's
a sports talk radio.
First of all, it's impossible to tell your brain to not get out of the way of a pitch coming right at your kneecap. I mean, even the way he hits, he's a light-footed hitter anyway, meaning he's a rhythm guy. Like, he's not like haunched down, digging in. He's not that kind of hitter. So he's got good feet anyway. There's no way he's going to stay in there, especially your brain's not working that fast. Also, I would have only tied the game. So, you never know where that game was going to go. And I thought that was a big play. Obviously, Game 1 was significant, but the Brewers had just come off a very energetic and adrenaline-filled series with their biggest rival, the Cubs, winning in 5. So, I think there's some attrition there, especially from a pitching perspective, that the Dodgers are now starting to reap the benefits of. Dave Roberts always talks about the tax that you pay when you use pitchers, especially your best relievers in what is known as a down game. So when your best relievers are pitching in a game where you're behind, you run the risk of running your pitchers out there too many times, and then everybody on the opposing team gets a look, and you start to deal with fatigue. I think that's probably the bigger story, is the Dodgers have just had their thumb on the Brewers. They've taken the leads, the proper leads, when they've needed to, when there's been decisions and the game hasn't been, in the balance, where, the Brewers just have been chasing games. And credit to the Dodgers for that. So I don't think you can lay that on Terang, though, and not getting out of the way of a pitch that's heading for his kneecap. I think we all have that reaction.
Just so everybody knows, BA is super generous with this time. In between meetings, is going to go meet with the Brewers in a little less than 10 minutes here. So only hit you with a couple more, BA. And our audience, like, I think, grooves on the fact that Femi and myself, we love sports broadcasting. like love the art of play-by-play, like we love you, like we shower you with praise when we come on the show. We're not blowing smoke. Like, you're exceptional. So I want to hit you with a couple broadcasting questions before we get you out of here. And the first one is going to be a big compliment to what you guys at Turner are doing just on the whole, where, like, Adam Lefko is a buddy of mine, and I think he's awesome. The studio shows are star-studded, like news-making, and are tremendous. They're funny. It's a great hang. Like, you're obviously great. You're doing multiple sports. It just, not that it didn't feel big before, but it feels, like, gigantic now. These sporting events are spectacular. Do you feel that right now when you're doing these broadcasts for Turner?
Well, I don't about myself. I mean, I'm still just, you know, on the assembly line part of it. You know, I appreciate you saying all that, and that's for others to determine. And, you know, we, especially Adam and I, you know, because we're obviously in a different era now. Ernie Johnson still works for us, but Adam is that guy, that next guy. And then we have Marv Albert, Kevin Harlan for years, Ian Eagle, and they're all gone now. So, you know, it's kind of up to Adam and I to carry this amazing legacy that these guys started at TNT Sports. And, you know, it goes back with all legendary play-by-play broadcasters like Dick Stockton and Harlan and Ian and Marv and those guys. So I feel a great responsibility to try to not just keep the excellence on the air, you know, that part of it, but also just the culture of it, just to make people who do come work with us feel welcome and that they can perform at their best ability. And we're kind of moving into that next wave of college basketball, which is coming up next, you know, and Chris Weber's back with us again. And, you know, we've got some things that we are excited about for college basketball in the Big East and the Big 12. So I do think that's really important to us. And, you know, we did Roland Garros, Lefko and I, the French Open, and we took the same kind of sensibilities to that. And so that it's mostly the same bosses that are in place, and they've kind of handed us the keys on some level. And the last thing we want to do is destroy a legacy that they've built. And we probably spend way too much time obsessing over making sure that we can carry that towards, you know, to this next phase of what TNT Sports is going to be.
That's why you guys are great. And I know you know that. Final one here, like 30 seconds for the answer. You're really humble, and I think that that's awesome, because, like, I hope you know that you're awesome, but you are very humble. Like, do you ever, like, everything you just said, with all those names and that, like, Adam's the guy in studio or like, on site, and you're the guy on play-by-play, do you ever stop and think, like, man, like, this is really cool?
Oh, every day. Every day. I'm really grateful to be in this. And, you know, I spent 9 years calling minor league baseball in the Texas League. So I was before that, even I was a cameraman and I worked in graphics. So there's nobody who is more grateful and feels luckier to be in the position I'm in than I am. I know that. And I'm very thankful for that. And I love it. Like, I love being in this mix and in the fire and being able to see these sporting events and call these athletes and their incredible achievements. So it's never lost on me, man. I promise you that it'll never be one of those things where I'm feeling myself, because I don't come at life that way, first of all, but I especially don't come at broadcasting that way.
No, and when you say you love it, like, I mean, and we're not blowing smoke when we say this. Like, we love, like, listening to you and watching you call these games. Like, you do an exceptional job. I'm not just saying that. You are super generous with your time ahead of calling an NLCS game. Thank you so much, and we look forward to doing this again.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me. See you guys.
Brian Anderson joining us here on the show. Great stuff from BA. He's very humble.
Yeah.
Very humble.
He's awesome, though.
You think he knows, like, think he knows how good he is, and he's just like, yeah, I'm not gonna say it out loud, but he knows, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, his work speaks for itself. Like, I'm sure he reviews his work, and he's like, hey, that did a hell of a job on that call. But, like, that whole time, I was just thinking about, like, how lucky, like, for Brewers fans who have Brian Anderson on a nightly basis, for Dodgers fans, like, Joe Davis, he's been doing the American League, he's gonna be doing the World Series for Fox.
Dude, I get, like, Mike Green on Knicks games. I get Mike Green on Knicks games. Like, how awesome is that?
Like, that's incredible. Like, and like I'm a Mariners fan. Like, I think they do an awesome job. Like, Aaron Goldsmith's amazing. And like they used to have Dave Sims, who now does radio for the New York Yankees out there in New York. But like it's so awesome that these guys, there's fan bases that get them on a nightly basis, and they should feel so lucky because these are the guys that we get to enjoy for the big moments. They get to enjoy them for almost the entire year.
Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, is with us. Bill, are you here?
I am indeed.
Well,
there we go.
I'd love to know, like, what were you doing, Bill?
That led to the delay. Those 2 seconds.
I was making a Nick Kostos promo destroying the Steelers.
Oh, I have to be honest. Much like Scarface says in Half Baked, I believe him. Bill, do you think Brian Anderson, it's tough to say, because like he's in between meetings. He's got a ton. He's on the field. He's got a ton going. Also, like, that golf lingo went away. I don't even know what the hell he was talking about. He's like, the beaver pelt. It's like
the Pro V1. Yeah.
When he said that, I was like, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm just going to ignore it and just be like, wow, like great stuff, BA. Now on to my question. Bill, be honest. Do you think that Brian Anderson enjoyed that interview, or do you think he's like, I'm doing it because like they asked me and like, whatever?
No, I think he absolutely likes the interview. He likes going on with you guys. He would not go on in between manager meetings if he didn't want to do the show. He would just say, hey guys, right, I got too much going on today. I can't do it. That's it.
It's he had a simple boatload of excuses. If he didn't want
to. Let's dig a little deeper. Bill, how many times had you asked him to come on prior to Brian Anderson confirming the spot today? Like, how many?
Just times? Once. He was supposed to come on last week. Things changed, and he said, let's do it next week. And I texted him on Monday, and we set it up for Friday. It was really easy, actually.
Like, how cool is that? Like, I have to be honest. I can't deal with, between the two of you with the dogs barking. I can't handle it.
It's not Willow. I'll tell you that right now. It's not.
I can't handle it. I can't deal.
The puppy has made things chaotic over here.
How cool is it? Like, that's why I had to ask him that question. But he's like, Marv Albert and the changing of the guard. He's like, and it's me. Man. That is cool.
Pretty awesome.
He's a great dude. So we love that from our friend Brian Anderson. On the other side, a good paisan joins the show. Our friend Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer. Soccer bets for the weekend and NFL bets for the weekend as well.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're cold.
Fernandez insider and Guy waiting. It's Jamie Gittins. Enzo Fernandez. Cucurella. Estevao! Blue Paradise!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
NBC Sports courtesy of the call. That was like a 96-minute winner for Chelsea against Liverpool. That was good stuff for my Chelsea Blues. Enzo, Maresca, Estevao. I'm not up on my soccer really that much this year, but let me tell you something. That was a hell of a finish for Chelsea. Joining us right now to give us some bets for football and maybe we'll get some American football as well is our friend, the great Paisan, the great Anthony DeBundo, who's crushing it for our friends over at The Ringer, like writing columns at ringer.com, the gambling podcast, goes on the Philly Special podcast. Like he's all over the place at The Ringer. He's the best, and we love his success. Anthony DeBundo on Twitter at his name, at Anthony DeBundo. My friend, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm hoping we can get you bought in on Chelsea again. It's been a shaky start to the year, but we'll talk about him in a minute. Some of their underlying numbers, I kind of like what they got cooking over there.
So here's what we're going to do. You and I are on speakerphone. We're going to call the Stork. And the Stork's going to come back and pick up my daughter. And then I'm going to watch Chelsea on the weekends, and it's going to be awesome. But that's what's going to need to happen. Then we have to have a conversation with my wife. Before we get to soccer bets for this weekend, you are a celebrity Philadelphia Phillies fan. And I'm curious if you have any thoughts on your team's end to the season last week against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
How much time do we have? I feel like
30 seconds.
That loss, a lot of people are comparing it to past years for Philly, and I get it. Like the offense went silent. But to me, this was not a matter of the Phillies playing down to an opponent and choking or blowing the series. This was the Phillies basically having a coin flip type series with the best team in the league. Their starting pitching matched the Dodgers basically pitch for pitch. They actually out hit the Dodgers over the course of the series, and a couple of plays didn't go their way, right? Like a bunt here, an error there, a timely 3-run home run. That was the difference. And it's a bummer to come up short. I wrote this for The Ringer last week. I do not think this is the end. They're going to retool a little bit, but the core is going to be back pretty similarly next year for another run at it. They won 96 games. They're probably the second best team in the league. And I think we already watched the World Series. Maybe I'll be wrong next week, but I think we've already kind of watched the World Series this year.
All right. Now, I mean this sincerely. I'm not trolling. This is not the setup to a joke. I look at the Phillies. This is going to be terrible when you hear what I'm about to say, but I'm being honest. I think they've got, in a bad way, some New York Yankees in them.
Mm.
Do you
think the fundamentals? Well, is that?
No, they're just like this core is never going to win. Like you have to do something, like fire the manager. You have to do something drastic because they're never going to win. And the Yankees do the same thing every year and they don't win. And the Phillies kind of have that feel to me right now. I'm not saying that to troll. I mean it sincerely. Like 15 seconds and then we'll get to the bets.
I'll say this, 2011, the Phillies, dominant run of 4 or 5 years ended abruptly. And for 10 years of my life, they were an afterthought. They were not relevant. They were poor. I would love to have what the Yankees are, which is just in the playoffs every year with a chance. And that's kind of how modern baseball is. You wait for your right moment to strike. And I hope that the Phillies can build a sustainable winner because it's something that really over the course of the history of the franchise has never happened. So I'll take that. You're spoiled. I think you're a little spoiled there about the Yankees.
I am. Also, there will never be a time for them to strike. They'll never win with Boone and Cashman. On to better things. Let's talk about some footy this weekend, my friend. And let's lead with the Chelsea Blues, who took to say it like they're like the Portland Trailblazers with Chelsea, who beat Liverpool, now taking on Nottingham Forest, who, like, after an awesome season for them last year, they got your old friend managing the team right now, and they are an absolute disaster. Ange Postecoglou, right? The Greek? Is he Greek? Chelsea and Nottingham Forest, what do you like?
He's Aussie/Greek, so he's got a connection with the Greek chairman of Nottingham Forest who brought him in. I'm trying to think of a good comp for this. It would be like going from the most conservative. It would be like going from the triple option to Mike Leach as your offensive coordinator mid-season. Like, imagine trying to do that. That is essentially what Nottingham Forest is doing here. They had Nuno Espirito Santo, who was a very conservative, defensive, but effective manager. And like you said, Nottingham Forest vastly overperformed last year. It was like, wait, Nottingham Forest is in the top seven? Like, I thought they were a bottom five team. Well, one, there was a little bit of like, okay, their underlying numbers never quite said they were good last year. And so the market came in, had them like 12th, which I thought was about reasonable. Thought they'd be closer to 14th. But now we're seeing that with Chris Wood, their striker, not being as productive as he was last year, he's 35. And now Ange Ball coming in and radically changing this. They built their entire squad. Their analytics department has talked about this. They built their entire squad to play Nuno Ball. Nuno and the crazy owner have a falling out, and the owner says, I'm bringing in my guy Ange. They're not suited to play Ange Ball in any way, and we've seen the early numbers from him. It has not been pretty. So I understand that, you know, this market is pretty against Forest here, but I think it's not far enough. I still like Chelsea. If you just take out red cards, because Chelsea seemed to get one every other game, if you take out all the data of 10v11, Chelsea are still the third best team in the league, maybe fourth, depending on how you look at it. So minus 105 against a bottom five team, I'm going to take the Blues to win tomorrow, bright and early.
How about the Aston Villa and Tottenham matchup, where we have Tottenham's plus 105. You have Aston Villa plus 240 and a tie plus 260 on the three-way market. What are you doing with that match? And is there maybe the total, or is it the side that you're looking at?
Yeah, I bet under 2.5 here. Tottenham games have gone over at a crazy rate to start the season. It's not backed up by any of the data. They have run hotter than every team in the Premier League, and we've seen this song and dance time and time and time again, where a team overperforms, everybody says, you know, Tottenham, look, they're third in the table. Thomas Frank doing a great job. And like, they have some things they're doing well, the set pieces certainly. But if you just look up open play expected goals, Tottenham is 13th in the league. Villa, 16th. These two teams have been really poor at creating chances from open play. It's been a big issue for Villa. They have basically one reliable attacker right now that scores all their goals. If he's not scoring, it's nobody else. So I think this one will be a bit of a snoozer. On Sunday morning, like under 2.5. I'd play it to like minus 115.
Well, I'm going to go see with that while you're giving the next answer, and I'm going to bet that because I always love taking your soccer bets while we're live on the air. I know you want to talk about like league winner, Premier League winner, and top four market, and the top four is obviously important. You want to qualify for the Champions League. I'm guessing based on the way you ended the answer about Chelsea and Nottingham Forest, I don't want to put words in your mouth. It sounded to me like you think Chelsea is finishing top four, and Chelsea's seventh in the table right now out of 20 teams. Is that where you're headed with this? Do you have another thought here on who could win the Prem and who finishes top four? All of these markets can be found at our show sponsor, BetMGM, and are like readily and easily available.
Yeah, I think if you look at that top four market, like we'll start there, right? So Arsenal, Liverpool, and City are pretty close to locks for me. I mean, I would be pretty shocked if any of them fell out. You know, Liverpool have had some shakiness, but they've also had a really tough schedule to start the year. Their schedule's going to get easier, so I think they'll rack up plenty of points. They're also, you know, Isak, they add him. He's barely played. So you figure that their attack should get a little better. Mo Salah's been a shell of himself to start the season, so if he's a little better, then Liverpool has like a pretty high floor. Man City, you know, Rodri gets another injury, so it's like, maybe, but the way Haaland's scoring goals, so long as he's healthy, they're pretty much a lock for top four. Now, nowadays, it's more top five that gets Champions League, so you have to kind of watch here, but I'm looking at the next tier of teams, right? Who could push for top four? Newcastle, maybe. Not sure there's enough goals in that team, and they're balancing Champions League this year, which did not go well for them last time. We just talked about Spurs. I think Spurs are pretty overrated in the market at that price. And then, you know, Man United, maybe. But again, like, I still don't trust their midfield at all. Their numbers are really impressive. Their XG numbers are really impressive. I don't trust the manager, and I don't trust the midfield enough to say that they could make a run. The team I'm buying, as a result, is just like, you know, Chelsea's just kind of sitting there with by far the most talent of all those teams I just mentioned in that second tier. And, you know, Cole Palmer's going to be out another month, but the underlying numbers say that it's like top four and a gap. So at plus 110 right now, like you could have, they were like plus, I think they're minus 160 preseason. They had a couple bad games because of red cards, and now you're getting a discount on them. We're only seven matches into the season. Like, there's still a long way to go.
The United thing, and they're plus 450. United is to finish top four. Just if people don't know what's happening with them. So they hired this, he's Portuguese, right? Ruben Amorim.
Yes.
Amorim?
Amorim, yeah, yeah.
I got to buy FIFA. Like that, I'm being serious. Like, that's going to fix
these
problems.
It's not good anymore. That's the problem. Yeah. FIFA's not. I think that's hurting the game. It's hurting the growth of the sport. The kids do love still play it, but maybe I'm getting old. But I just don't love it's FC now, EAFC or whatever. It's not as good.
Like, when I used to play FIFA, like 15 years, like, I knew every player on every team because I just loved it. You played the game enough. Anyway, Ruben Amorim.
Now you have a kid. You got a kid and a wife. It's a lot harder to play FIFA. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate the excuses that you're making for me. I make them also. Everyone talks about this guy like he's the biggest clown of all time and he sucks. And now, like, the underlying, I think that's really interesting. I'm going to keep an eye on Manchester United moving forward.
Yeah, I have my eye on them too, because I have an under on them preseason as I do every year. And
I'm going to lose.
I don't think we were still tracking to be fine, but I got my eye on them. The attack has been weirdly good. So let's see. We get them a couple more games here. They got Liverpool this weekend, so that'll be a good test.
I thought he was going to get fired.
It has to be a lot worse. Yeah, he hasn't even been in the job a full year yet.
I mean, dude, in soccer, like, you think, like, you know, that doesn't matter. These people are insane that run these teams.
That's true.
You bet on this we'll Friday. See. Our guest, Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer, on Twitter at Anthony DeBundo. Now, I'm not trying to lead you in any direction here because we're here for your expertise, but I do enjoy a nice Serie A bet every once in a while. Now, this, you take us anywhere in Europe you want. It doesn't have to be Serie A. We could go to Ligue 1, take a trip to France. We could go to the Bundesliga and hang out in Germany. Hell, if you want to go to Spain, we could go visit La Liga. Let's go somewhere, my friend, in Europe for a bet this weekend outside of the Prem.
Real quick, Arsenal -110 is still cheap to win the Premier League. I want to throw that out there. I bet more of that over the last 2 weeks. They are head and shoulders above Liverpool right now. All the injuries they're dealing with, they're still putting up way better numbers. So that's one thing. We've got Der Klassiker. You say it better than I do. Der Klassiker this weekend.
Ready. Well, you have to, because you're not doing enough German. It should be Der Klassiker.
Yes, precisely. That's better than I could do it.
Well, you need to. Hold on. Wait. I want you to end it with, instead of an R, do an AH at the end.
Okay.
Try it.
Der Klassiker.
The Klassiker. There you go.
The Klassiker.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, right, there you go. It is better. It is better.
My German, 9. No German for me. But I do like watching the Bundesliga. It's a great league. And we've got the two best teams by far playing each other this weekend, Bayern and Dortmund. Usually this means Bayern just wins and then they win the Bundesliga. And really, like, this game, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really matter because Bayern is way better than Dortmund this year. But this is the best Dortmund numbers I've had since I've been betting soccer defensively. Like, I haven't had a Dortmund defense rated this highly. I've been betting on soccer for 6 or 7 years now.
And so, they went to the Champions League final a couple years ago. So that's a major compliment you're paying to them.
I mean,
right?
That was the amount of pixie dust that team had. I think PSG hit the post 8 times in 2 matches against them. It was hilarious. But the actual defensive numbers are pretty good. They've only conceded 5 expected goals in 7 matches. This year, it's way better than they've been in the past. And it kind of continues with the trend of what we saw early at the end of last season when they switched managers. And so I'm a little bit of a believer in this. As a result, you have to go up against the truck of Bayern. So there's 2 ways you can go about this. You could take Dortmund with the spread in that one, +1.5, or you could take under 3.5. Now, traditionally, these games end up being 2-1 or 2-2 every time. It is an awful sweat. I don't advise it. So if you are not for the faint of heart, take Dortmund on the spread, because they'll probably be live in this one. But if you have the gumption to hate yourself and watch a soccer match on a Saturday afternoon and be like, oh, just pray that the most open game doesn't have that many goals, the total is high here at 3.5 because of, again, how good not just the Dortmund defense, but also the Bayern defense has been stellar too. So the defenses have been as dominant as they've ever been for these two teams. So I like 3.5 under. And I don't mind a little shot. Maybe Dortmund double chance is probably as high as +230. I don't mind it, actually.
I do think sports bettors are generally masochists. So when you're like, hey, if you want to hate yourself, everyone's like, where do I click the button?
It's like betting on the worst team plus. It's like betting the Titans, you know?
Yeah.
Except occasionally you win. Yeah.
I did it last week. It didn't go great. But I'll tell you what, though. That CLV... I tried to pay for my Amazon Whole Foods order with it, and they declined it, those sons of bitches.
I got a merchant around the corner I cash in my CLV with, yeah.
Do you have a Serie A bet for us? Like 20 seconds?
Let me look. Atalanta is a little cheap at home on Sunday against Lazio. That was the only one that jumped out to me.
Falcons. Oh, man. Did we lose Anthony? So I'll tell
so
you what.
So disgusted people, by your joke.
Hold on.
Said,
hold
done.
On. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Mike, put him on the screen. I love Anthony. This is a rough freeze frame for him. It's not great.
That's what you called it back up.
So, yeah. It's honestly.
Hey, right, he's
Anthony,
back.
My back.
You're back with us. You were saying. Atalanta, you have 10 seconds. We're about to hit the break.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Atalanta's the only thing that jumped out to me. They're a little cheap at home, -115. Even if downgrading Atalanta, which I have considerably this year, they've been considerably better than Lazio, and they're at home. So,
I'm proud of you, buddy. Your German was excellent. And now you get to say, unlike Rammstein said in the song Du hast, it is no longer. Oh, nine. Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer. Be well, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for having me.
What are we doing next? With Nick Costos' money? Oh hell yeah,
bets.
We are. Oh, we got, yeah. Oh, no, and also the baseball bets for the playoff game's about to start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends. And Nick and Femi. Better bet you should bet. No, you better bet now. Better you better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That is amazing from the great Brian Anderson. Yesterday on the show, you know, we said to Bill Zimmerman, like, Bill, do you think we can get BA to record like a testimonial, like you hear at the start of the 5 o'clock hour Eastern time with Kevin Harlan and Joe Buck and Diane Eagle? And Bill said he was going to, you know, and I mocked him.
Yeah.
I said, Bill, like, it's a terrible text message.
Yeah, you asked for voice to text.
And it was a terrible text. It's like, hi, like, this is Bill Zimmerman from You Better You Bet, BetMGM Network, Odyssey. My date of birth is 8-8-9-46. Social security number 69696969420. And I was hoping that you could record this for us. But look, you know, Bill, honestly, Bill might have to be back in contention to win Nick Costos' money here. So Bill asked him to record this. I am guessing, Bill, is Bill here? It's always a shot in the dark. Is executive always. Producer here? Bill is here.
He's cutting videos.
Bill,
yeah.
So Jake, I'm going to ask you, because you never know if Jake's here either. So Jake, like, I'm going to ask you to play it again in a second. Just be ready. What did you, because like he got your instruction and he decided to make it real, which he did. It's hilarious. We're going to play it again in a second. Like, what did you tell him? Did you say, like, make it funny, or did he do it himself?
Yeah, he went that direction totally on his own. You know, I told him, you know, this open, could you record something? He's like, yeah, send me what you want me to read.
Did you say it to him on the phone, or did you text it to him?
It was on text. Yeah, it was over text.
Thank God. Bill, I would love for you to read the text messages to us verbatim.
All right, let's bring it up here. Hang on.
And right. Jake, if you want to play the Survivor music, now would be a good time.
Brian, Bill Zimmerman with Odyssey and You Better You Bet. Just want to confirm that 1:40 Pacific still work today to come on with Nick Costos and Femi Abebefe. Thank you as always. Interview should be about 10 to 12 minutes. He responds with his schedule.
Pro move, by the way. Let me just say this. Pro move for Bill. That's a real executive producer who know I'm about to compliment you. I think Bill thinks I'm about to insult him. That he's on the West Coast and he is giving him Pacific time. That's something that if like you've never done national stuff or you just do local, nothing wrong with that. You don't think of things in those terms. Mm-hmm. When you do national, these things are ingrained in your brain to make sure he's on the West Coast. You have to give Pacific time and Eastern time. Great job, Bill. Please continue.
All right. He gives me his schedule. He says that the 40 doesn't work. He'd have to do 2 p.m. Pacific. I said, and Colin Wilson, credit to him, he switched his schedule for us because he was scheduled it then. He had to switch with times. I said, I think we can do 2 p.m. Pacific. I need to switch with someone, but shouldn't be a problem. Can we have you off around 2:15? He said, that's pushing it. I have Murphy at 2:15. I said, all right, we'll get you off at 11 or 12 if that still works. He said, okay. And I said, one other thing for you. We have a show open that we play at the top of the hour that you'll hear. It features Joe Buck, Ian Eagle, and Kevin Harlan that we had them do a line and to have fun with on the show during an interview. Feel like we could be pinched for time, so I don't want to do it today, but hoping you'd be open to doing something with us the next time we have
you on,
whatever
that is. Why would
you say that?
Why would you say that?
Because he's already telling me he needs to be off the air with us at 11 or 12. You're coming back at 102.
Pinched for time.
You're only going to have 10 minutes with him. You weren't going to have the full segment.
But remember what I said? Yeah, I go like, we could fart into the microphone, and if he does that for us, like, the interview's great.
I understand that. But I actually wanted, as a producer, I actually wanted content, Nick. I know it sounds crazy.
That's okay.
But it was a great interview. You had great questions with him. He's talking about Turner Sports.
Okay, thank you. Continue, please.
Next time, whenever that is, I said, looking forward to later today. Thanks again. He said, send me the line and I'll record it right now. I said, there's no set line. They ad-libbed it. Let me send you the audio. So I grabbed the audio from the open and I sent like the examples. And within 5 minutes, he responded with the audio that you heard there.
And that audio, Jake, is this.
Hey, everyone. It's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports. And you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy.
It's unbelievable.
These two are such close friends. And excuse me, Nick. Oh, sorry. Nick and Femi. Better
Rick
bet.
Rick and Jimmy.
Rick and Jimmy. You should bet. No. You better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
That it's a 10 out of 10 performance from Brian. And Brian Anderson, he plays it down the middle. Like, he's obviously very funny. Like, you don't do something like that and come up with that off the cuff if you don't have like a great sense of humor. I love that from Brian Anderson. That is excellent. Really good. Can you play it one more time?
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And Rick these and two Jimmy. Are such close friends. And excuse me, Nick. Oh, sorry, Nick and Femi. Better bet, bet you. You should bet. No.
You know what? You know what this
you
reminds me of.
Better bet now.
So I've
better.
Told you the
better
story.
You bet.
Thank you, Brian Anderson. So I've told the story on the show on the air before. So. 2019. I don't think I'd even met Tyler Morales yet. Tyler, at this point, was like the formation of a pimple on like the ass of Wagertainment.
Mm.
He was getting...
It's very visual.
He's the best. I'm sitting... Tyler, I met you once in person. Tyler, what did he smell? You smelled fine like the one time I met you in person. So I'm in the office, and I'm about to sign my contract to host You Better You Bet. And at this point, like, I mean, what were, like, the odds against, odds for us succeeding were low. I like to say that as many times as I can to indicate that, man, like, we made this happen. I'm sitting in the office. And I'm there with former Odyssey president of sports, Mike D, who like ran the Red Sox and the Padres and he ran like the Miami Dolphins also. Great guy. Love him. And I'm about to sign my contract. Like I'm not dramatizing this at all. This is true. I'm about to sign, like I have a picture. I was wearing this like green sports coat, but like not like a cool green sports coat. Like I'm more like an awful, like a $300 like Ted Baker green. It's horrible. My hair's. I'm gonna find the picture. I'm gonna send it to you guys. And me signing
like a forest
contract,
green like, here, or what kind of green?
It's if Masters green were like mute. It's just not. It's not a good green. I'll send it to you.
Ninja Turtle green.
Not quite. More blue. More blue in it than that. Like Ninja Turtle green is like green yellow. This is like a green blue almost. Okay. So Mike D, I'm about to sign my contract. And he says to me, by the way, we're going to call the show You Better You Bet. And in that moment, I have a thought like flashes across my brain. Should I not sign this contract? What I should have said to Mike D in that moment was the final 15 or 20 seconds, Jake, of this.
Hey, everyone. It's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends. And excuse me, Nick. Oh, sorry. Nick and Femi. Better bet. Bet you.
Better bet. Bet.
You should bet. No.
You should bet.
You should better bet. Bet now. Better. You better you
better
bet.
Better bet.
Nick and Femi, You Better You Bet, my favorites.
What a stupid name for a show. Also, thanks everybody for being here.
You Should Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM network.
You should bet. We'd be in front of Congress in 2 weeks. You should bet on the BetMGM network. Also, I'd have to do the show and get 1-800-GAMBLER tattooed on my forehead.
Were you encouraging problem gaming? I misremembered.
Game 5 of the ALCS, first pitch in 15 minutes. Gausman and the Jays, Bryce Miller and the M's. Toronto, a small road favorite, total in the game is 7. Femi, what are you doing?
Man, I'm sweating is what I'm doing. I want to curl up into a nervous ball is what I'm doing with this game. My goodness, didn't think we would be here, but I do think the Mariners win tonight. But I think we're going 7. That's the thing. So I think the Mariners win tonight. I think the Blue Jays win on Sunday. And then we'll see you Monday for a game 7 in Toronto. But Bryce Miller has been the only effective pitcher for the Mariners so far in this series. So I think he gets it done. And at a coin flip price, I'll back the M's.
All right. So take us inside like the Femi, the sports fan here now.
Femi, the sportsman, is worried that the Seattle Mariners are about to put forth one of the worst collapses in recent baseball history. This is really, really rough. When you factor in the context and the stakes, an organization that has never been to the World Series to be up 2-0, Femi the sportsman is terrified that this team is just going to let him down like it has for his entire adult life. That this team is going to just not be able to meet the moment.
it's not a fun place. No. Like 2-3 days ago, I was on cloud nine. Now I feel like this is what I want.
This is what I want. I feel like you're holding back.
No.
I want you to be really honest with how you feel. You don't have to curse. Like, be really honest about how you feel.
I feel like they're going to choke. That's me being really honest about how I feel.
Tell us how you feel when Andrés Giménez is made to look like Barry Bonds. How do you feel? Like, just be honest.
Here we go again. Oh, bleep. I don't want to keep watching this.
Did you turn it off last night?
No. I'm a sports bettor. I'm a masochist. I kept watching. It was on the iPad. It wasn't on the main TV, but I kept watching.
How many screens did you have last night?
Never look away. Just two. Yeah, just TNF on the main and then ALCS on the iPad. Actually, at third when the Dodger game was going on. That was on the phone, but that game ended.
I bet the Mariners.
I do think they win tonight. After that, we'll see.
Well, roll the old dice. Final hour, power hour on the other side.
Soto Mojo.
College football bets, NFL bets, and win Nick Costos' money.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.